This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
The tag team on Joy 94.9. My brother and I used to...
What's that?
My brother and I used to sing that song to my mum, but not this one.
Hark, angels, because there it is. It is the sound of angels open the doors to the church because it is time, brother. It is time for the confession session.
The confession session is now open. You have been texting in. We've got a couple of emails, all anonymous.
We
will accept them throughout the year. Right now, though, are you ready?
I'm sitting ready, down. Sean. As you can see by my pose, I am both supple and open.
I don't know if I can tell that you're supple.
Just
from looking at you.
Look a little closer, baby.
How do I tell that you're supple?
Look at the way I'm moving. I ain't stiff. Or am I?
Here we go.
Ding dong, ding dong. The church is open. Lay them on me, brother.
All right, here's one.
Okay.
This person has stolen 5 lip smackers from a chemist in the 90s. 5 of them.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds funny.
Is that 5 sins or is that perhaps a big pack?
Is it a man or a woman? Do we know?
We don't know. It's anonymous.
Do you know how old they were when they stole
We don't know, but lip smackers were probably targeted at teenagers, and it was the 90s.
Well, I've got to warn you, Sean, I'm feeling very sympathetic to this confession because I was obsessed with lip smackers when I was a little boy, but knew not to touch them because they were for the girls and they were the rules of the time.
What's a lip smacker?
Oh, it was like a...
It's a lip gloss with a bit of glitter in it, I think.
Yeah, but it tasted really good.
Oh, really?
Like you could eat
like a cherry.
It was their very cool brand of lip gloss.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. And this one's very non-conventional. But I think you need to just ethically source a bulldog.
Okay, already. Ridiculous. What?
Ethically source a bulldog. You need to put some lipstick on it, on the bulldog, and then walk around and saying, as silly as lipstick on a bulldog. It's like putting lipstick on a bulldog. Like that. 5 times. 1 for each smacker. Next.
All right.
Bam.
All right, I've got one.
Bam.
From Anonymous. It says that I detest pink. Does that make me a bad lesbian?
Okay.
Stop the music.
We can't have an argument about pink only 5 minutes ago and then say that we've got
an anonymous
email. All right?
That one's from Ang Harrod Lloyd.
We have another segment called Asking for a Friend where it's clearly all about you. This one, you can't now start doing it in the confessional.
Okay, so you hate pink.
Yep.
All right, put up the music. It's coming back. Oh, there we go. Okay, if you think you hate pink, mate. You think you hate pink.
I thought you love pink.
You need to spend several days to weeks learning how to do circus arts.
Oh.
Like silks and trapeze. Because if there's one thing pink loves more than repetitive pop music, it is circus silks.
Circus silks. Well, can we start...
And driving a ride on mower.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Can we start a possible campaign then to get me into school?
No,
you're getting punished, mate.
Okay.
This is penance. No penance, possible. Not prize.
We're not paying
All right,
you to
we've
go
got
do
time
it.
For one more.
All right.
I got a good one.
Okay.
Yep.
This is from Anonymous. It said, I pranked my sister and told her that she had won a car.
I like prank confessions. They're the best one. They really get on my good side. Should I give it my free pass for the day? Is that this week's chosen one?
So.
No, it's not, Sean.
What?
No, it's not. Because here is the penance. It's coming gushing out of me. Gather your water carriers because here comes the fruit of my labour. You need to break into your sister's car through a window or something, hide in the back seat, and then wait for her to get up and go to work in the early hours of the morning and then be like, hey, I was the one who told you. You have to confess to them and hope that she doesn't run off the road. Might be like that raccoon story you told earlier today.
Oh, yes.
If you missed that, grab the podcast.
You, Hunter, are guilty of
pack her
of
up.
Fake surprises, though.
Am I?
Yes. You bought a whole fake, like, scratchy... pack where it said that you've won big prizes and handed it around to people.
Every scratchy won $10,000.
Right. And your friend, like, put hers in a bag.
Oh, yeah. So my friend, Danielle Negri, she I gave her the fake scratchy. She won 10 grand. We were all secretly waiting to see what her reaction was. She just slyly slipped it into her handbag. And then we accused her and she cried.
Aww.
And then I had to tell her that they were fake and then everybody cried. So Anyway, get yourself a pack of that. They are hours of
so, fun. So, that said, do you think maybe the last person needs to get a free pass?
No, I got the free
pass. Oh. All right, give him a free pass.
Yay. Yeah, give him a free pass.
No, and Harry, you did not get the free pass. You've got to go do circus arts. That's the confession session closed this week.
It's on you. I love circus.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.